Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Her Bronco Talk Radio. And I have the pleasure of having Danielle from Orange County here with me today on the air. Hello, Danielle.
Hey, Herbert. How are you today?
Great, thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I see a few listeners on the switchboard already. So is anyone online which to speak? Feel free to press 1 if you have questions for me, questions for Neil, or just anyone to chime in on the conversation as we go along. As let's just know that basically I come on every show and talk about mowing and photography and different perspectives as far as the industry and how it's done and all that kind of fun stuff. So talking with Danielle today about her experiences and everything. So anyone who wishes to come in and either online or in the chat room, feel free to call and discuss. And the number is 646-727-1752 if you do want to call in and join Danielle and I. So, Danielle, how long have you been into modeling now?
I started modeling when I was 12, so we're looking at 14 years, but there was about 6 years between, say, 14 and 20 that I didn't model. So, you know, minus those six. Been in for a long time.
Yeah, this happens frequently. I've heard other models who have the same kind of history where they stopped and started or some who just needed to take a break and kind of get away from it for a while. Now, what first gets you interested in doing modeling at 12 years old?
I'm sorry? What got me interested?
Yeah, what got you into it, doing it at such a young age?
Oh, at such a I had gone to, it was a long time ago, I don't know if they do it much anymore, but I'd gone to one of those casting calls that they advertise on the radio. I guess you hear about them from time to time. So I'd gone to one of those, it went really well, and I met with a couple agents and a photographer there, and my parents arranged with the photographer to have him do a portfolio for me. So after that casting call, must have been maybe a week or two until I went to two different days of photo shooting for my portfolio. And then I ended up going to modeling school. That was kind of fun. And that's just kind of how it all rolled together and ended up working out. And I was doing like small projects, like catalog and ad shoots and things like that, and little like fashion shows at the mall, those kind of small things. But they were a lot of fun. It was good for me at a young age.
That is very cool. Now, for someone who started out so long, I mean, started out doing modeling at such a young age, I mean, what keeps you motivated as far as a model now, and now that you've been doing it for quite some time, what kind of keeps you going and keeps you focused on when to pursue it more?
Why do I still do it, you mean? Or?
Yeah, like why, I mean, like I said, there's so many models I've talked to who, you know, they lose interest after a while or maybe they need a break from it, they come back to it possibly later on. So, I mean, even though you did have your own break yourself, now that you've come back to it, what keeps you motivated as a model now to really get back into it and go further with it?
I want to do it and I like to do it because it's fun. Like, I've just always truly enjoyed it. I like being in front of the camera. I like modeling the whole job from getting there until leaving. I enjoy it. So I do it truly because I like to. Like, I really have no other reason than that I really, truly like to do it. It is an enjoyable part of my life.
Very cool. And what's, I mean, you've done some of the things, as you mentioned, did the catalogs, and what's been the best part of your experience besides, you know, just having fun with it or, like, different jobs you've done? What's, like, been your best experience?
The people. It's absolutely the people that you get to meet along the road. You have to meet different people every single week. And it's always someone fun, someone new, someone to share interesting conversation with, and chances are the person is unique in their own sense. They're an artist of some sort. You guys are working together as you know, artists together. And you just think you meet the greatest people. Absolutely, that's the best part of it, is the people I meet.
That's really cool. Yeah, it's nice, something I totally agree with, because, I mean, I've been doing photography for several years now myself, and it just, you know, it's no matter how many people you meet, it's always fun to really meet the different personalities and different outtakes on life in the industry, and being able to really interact with people on a very personal level to who, you know, bring their own history into, you know, whatever, to each photo shoot and what they're doing, and basically have a very unique perspective come in at all times, which is why I do these shows, where that way other models and artists can listen in and hear someone else, you know, going through the same kind of, the same thing or the same type of history, you know, basically, you know, they're hear a very similar story to their own, basically.
Yeah, I've had that happen a lot, too.
Now, as far as, like, you know, now that you've been in doing this for a while and you're, like, really getting back into it, you're still having fun with it, if you had, like, someone walking through your life tomorrow with, like, the dream job or dream opportunity, what would that be for you?
What would my dream job be?
Yes.
It would be Playboy. That's just it. It would, if I could have any dream modeling project in the world, I would love a spread, like, in one of the standard, like, regular old-fashioned Playboy. Not one of, like, the off-brand editions of, like, college girls and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, the real thing. I'm telling you, I would die a happy girl.
You and
my life's work right there.
Yeah, you and a few hundred thousand people would die happy with that one.
Yeah.
But, man, it's interesting, because speaking of Playboy, one thing that everyone who knows me and has, especially those who have worked with me, know that when it comes to, you know, like, Playboy work, anything involving nudity, I'm extremely, very strict about it. I don't do it often. It's basically because I'm just, like, it's my own personal thing to where it has to be done tastefully and has to feel right to me, basically. If I don't feel it, it doesn't feel right to me, then I won't do it. And basically, I will never use the pictures, because there's been other times with many types of photography, different styles, where if I wasn't having the pictures in, it takes me long to go through them, not realizing, trying to find, like, one good picture out of them. And so certain styles, I mean, that I just, you know, not really, I'm so strict about, because it's really all about keeping things tasteful, and I have to make sure that it reflects my personality, who I am. So, I mean, there's certain areas that I've, like, just never gone into because I didn't see myself doing it that well, and that's something that has caused frustration for people, like, who wanted to hire me for different projects to throw a level now and say, well, I'm not really interested in doing this, you know, thank you for that opportunity, but I've actually turned down paid work because this wasn't something I was going to do. So, I mean, as far as that same kind of thing, what if someone came up with something for you, you know, a very good paid job, but you felt like you had to turn it down? I mean, what would be something that you would turn down for any given reason that you may have?
I would turn down, I guess, since I can't think of another that I would accept, I guess I would turn down every other adult magazine except Playboy. I just have a thing, I guess. I guess I'm like you. I want it to be tasteful, and I want it to be pretty and art, not porn. You know? So I guess that's where we're going with this. I wouldn't do anything nasty.
Yeah. Dirty minds, but no dirty photos.
Exactly. You don't need people having those pictures of you. That's blackmail is what that is.
Yes, I mean, like I said, it all depends on the person. I mean, I've had some people who have, I even had the models approach me about doing very explicit, you know, work, and I've just basically told them that I'm not interested in doing that. I'm not going to no matter how, you know, unless they fire me or they offer me, like, paid work, I just tell them that it's not what I want to do. And I've sent them to, like, you know, different networks for months. And, you know, if you want to find someone who wouldn't do that, there's, like, plenty of other guys who would trip over their own feet to, like, you know, totally do that with you and who will pay you to do it, you know. So, I mean, it's just not something that there's, like, certain lines that will not cross and will never cross because it's just my own personal beliefs and choices in keeping things, you know, within a certain matter of peacefulness and reasonable peacefulness, of course.
I agree with you. It's important.
And as far as you said you've had, like, a lot of fun experiences where you love meeting the people and everything, meeting different people and been doing this for a while now, have you had any maybe not-so-great experience, maybe some bad ones possibly since you started?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's been a few that I was, you know, kind of not happy or satisfied or comfortable when I got there, but there's certainly one that, like, vividly sticks out in my mind as by far the worst modeling shoot experience ever, and, like, I don't want to go into too much detail, but, you know, when something sounds too good to be true, that it is, you know, the old adage, you just don't believe everything you hear, and when, I don't know, I was promised something that, certainly was not the case. In fact, it was somewhat of a dangerous situation, and, you know, you really have to be careful, I guess, sometimes when you go out to meet people that you don't know, you perhaps found from not the best sources or, you know, what have you. Like, you just need to think before you walk into someone's house that you know, never met or something like that. It's just, it can get dangerous and you got to be careful.
Yeah, this is very true. It's something I tell models I work with very often about researching different things, which is why I don't really get too easily frustrated or offended when they ask me a lot of questions or they need time to think about things before, you know, starting to work with me, because I understand that people have had the same kind of experience that you've had, you know, where they walked into something that was different than what they expected, and it turned out to be a very bad experience. And actually, there's a model who I started talking to recently who she had just started modeling about 3 weeks ago, and we met about a week after I saw her on one of the networks I'm on. And within that week, she met up with a photographer, and it was like basically this was her very first modeling experience ever, and it was a horrible experience. And she basically, you know, even though I started talking to her like right away as soon as I saw her pop up in my network notifications, you know, she basically let me know that because of that bad experience, she's gonna not pursue modeling this time, and which is very disappointing because, I mean, here's someone who is just starting out, who's already having, you know, this horrible experience, and basically halted what could have been a very promising career. And so, I mean, it is very something that people take advantage of models like that who are just trying to get into it. And even those with experience, even the experienced models like you, you know, still encounter it sometimes where people are just, you know, out for something, their own gain in some way, whether it's financial gain or something a little more twisted. And so that's something I'm always very careful about, and I always tell each one that I'm working with, you know, just don't feel bad about, you know, if you feel like you have to, like, turn me down or don't work with me based on whether your previous experience or just your own personal preference, you know, just let me know, and that way, you know, I know where we are as far as, you know, maybe work together. And this is, I've been other times as well to where I've worked with someone for a while and the chemistry just wasn't there, so we just continued our work relationship, which, you know, which is fine, which is always part of any agreement I enter with the model. So if the currency isn't there, then we're going to stop and pretty much not work with each other again. But if there's, like, enough professional level chemistry there, then I'll still, like, be a reference for them. But if the working currency isn't there, then I just basically just stop working together at all. So it's like, And coming to that, is there someone that you worked with before that you would work with again?
Right. I'm sorry. I think you cut out a little bit. Is who someone that I would work with again?
I said, is there someone in your past that you would work with again if, you know, the chemistry was right?
Is there someone I would work with again where the chemistry was not right?
Yeah, like, if there's is there someone that you worked with before in the past that maybe you haven't worked with because you took a break for a while? Is there someone that you would work with again, given the opportunity?
No one like jumps out at me. Like, I can't think of anyone that I would be particularly excited to work with again. But at the same time, I can't think of anyone, especially from when I was young, that I would be opposed to working with again. Everything was, things were easier then. It was a long time ago, and I don't have, none of the negative experiences that I've had modeling happened at that time in my life, so it was all very relaxed and neutral, and I would certainly not be, like I said, you know, necessarily excited or opposed to working with anyone from that time. In the last, say, 3 years, there's certainly people that I would love to work with again, and there's probably a good 5 that I would say, no, not interested. Definitely not interested. Because like you say, sometimes the chemistry is not there. Sometimes you just can't put your finger on what didn't go right, but something didn't go right. You know what I mean? Well, of course you do, but
yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, plus, you know, that little spidey sense, a little vibe that goes off in the back of your head, a little bell's ringing, saying, this is not quite right and everything. But yeah, it's definitely something I've experienced before. And I'm getting a few questions from people through messages asking me about the music at the beginning of the show, which I forgot to mention, which I'll have to apologize to the audience later on since I know her personally. But the music you heard at the beginning of the show was actually Tatita Lopez. She's a very talented and gifted Latin artist, so if you Google her, you find her music page and info and where to buy her music and downloads and that kind of fun stuff. She's a very good Latin artist, and I've got her permission to use her music in my show because we become friends rather quickly, and through a mutual friend as well, who is actually a designer herself. So just want to make sure I give credit due for our opening music. Her name again is Tatita Lopez. You can find her on MySpace, Facebook, and probably a few other million places. So just go ahead and Google Tatita Lopez, and if you're not sure how to spell her name, just go ahead and email me. Of course, you know, it's herbert@herbertbonphotography.com. So if you interested in learning more about her music at all and how to find her and where to download her music, let me know. And just a reminder, because I see a few people on the switchboard, but no one's brave enough to answer just yet. So a quick reminder that I am speaking with the lovely Danielle today, who is an experienced model. So if you have questions for Danielle or for myself, feel free to press 1 on the switchboard, and that way I can know you want to speak. I did have someone who did pop up, look like they did want to speak before, but maybe they got a little shy. So if that 949 caller, if you do want to speak, please just press 1 again. That way I can know you actually want to come on and talk and not be so shy.
That's funny.
Yeah, because I'm having support where people may have pressed 1 by mistake and then press it again, and so just, you know, sometimes it gets a little bit confusing for some. So we're going to take a little quick break because my throat is feeling a little iffy at the moment, so we're going to take a little quick break. I'm going to play another piece by another gifted person that I've had the pleasure of working with, her name is Leandra. So we're going to take a quick musical break, so we'll be back in just a moment.
Da 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 da
back, everyone. And just had to take a really quick musical break, but that last piece was by Leander Graves, who's an excellent singer that I've known for about 7-8 years now. Known for a very long time, along with her two younger siblings, who are also sisters, singers as well, who are basically excellent singers and basically a very musical family. So we're back with Danielle on the air here. I see there's several callers still with us, so if you do want to speak or do have questions, please call on the air. Do not send me emails during the show because I will not respond. Basically, any emails, messages about the show, during the show, will be answered much later if I choose to answer them at all. So those of you who have sent me emails and have questions, please call in and be brave enough. If not, then please wait until the end of the show. Yeah, because, you know, it's just very strange and funny how people will send me random emails during the show and I'm obviously giving my attention to my guests. But it's, you know, one of those little fun, interesting moments in life where people send me a bunch of emails. You know, just see if you do have questions. There's, you know, a chat room on the internet site. I'm at blogtalkradio.com, which is the service I'm using. So if you do want to have questions live, but don't forget to call in. You can find the show page there as well. If you do have questions for Danielle, just go ahead and email me at herbert@herbertbradphotography.com, and I can forward those to her after the show for those of you not brave enough to actually come on the air with us.
Now, hey, they have to do it if I did it.
Exactly.
I wasn't,
you know,
brave either.
It was like my point, because it just happens to me quite often to where every time I do a show, I get people who are coming, who like send me emails during the show, or they try to, you know, send me private messages, you know, ask me questions. It's like, well, if you want to know, then why don't you come in on the air, come to the chat room, basically, you know, be actually involved with the show itself, you know. So, and that's, those four emails that I just got about the show remind me of a very important aspect of what I do. Is, I get emails quite frequently from people who see my pictures everywhere. Because I have pictures, like, as I mentioned before, I have networks everywhere that I'm on, and my site that I have as well, which is, you know, herbertbradphotography.com. And so many from people see me, you know, my pictures on my site and through different networks that I have, I've gotten so many messages about people asking for Miles information, information as in, you know, the email, the phone number, where they're from, basically all this detailed information. And one thing I'm always restricted about is not giving out anyone's information at all. And if it's something, even if they say it's for a legitimate offer, something that's very real for the model as far as the work, I always get that for this information, details about the offer, and making sure that what they have the offer is in the model's best interest. That way, when I do forward it to model, you know, she or he can decide for themselves if it's something they want to go through or something that is actually sounds real to them and something that they would ever pursue. Otherwise, I never ever give out a model's information at all. So, which actually was one of the emails that I did get during this show a few minutes ago, right before I did the little music break with the Leandrick's music. Someone asked me about asking for your phone number after hearing your voice on the air. But this, you know, this kind of, which, you know, brings me to the point of I never give out models permission, no matter how great of a guy you are, or no matter what you say and how, you know, amazing you say you are, I will never give information. If you want to contact model number Griff for personal reasons, then that's something I'll forward to her. But which brings me to my second point is that, yeah, Danielle's actually married, so.
I'm taking
it. Yeah, she's married with, three kids? Four?
Two babies.
Seven?
Two. Eight, seven now. Two, three, or four. Oh, my God, I'm not crazy. No, just the two of them.
So for those who have sent me those emails within the last, like, 90 seconds, Danielle is a really happily married woman with two very gorgeous babies. So please, but it's something, like I said, it's something that I've had to deal with quite often since basically like 99% of the models I am working with are either very taken or semi-taken and or about to be taken. So, I mean, it's something that I deal with quite often. People ask me about, you know, getting their phone numbers for personal reasons rather than professional reasons as far as work. So one of those fun aspects of my job and being very protective of everyone. But yeah, which is why I brought this up to make sure that the guy, because I'm still getting, I still have 3 more emails popping up as we speak. And
are you serious?
Yeah, because I'm not going to mention names or go into.
That's funny.
I'm not going to embarrass anyone, but reading one right now. Hey, Herbert, how do we know that she's really married? You're not just saying that on the air to. how do you know you're not just saying that on the air to, like, keep her to yourself? Well, I mean, because there really is no reason for me to lie because, you know, she is married. And that means she's married because she is married. And, the whole thing was she's married, so.
I really am. I'm married going on almost past 4 years now. I was 4 years in April. So, yeah, I'm married. I've been married a while.
And because, your son's almost 5 now?
He'll be 5 in January. He came along before the wedding. All right, let's just get that out there. I'm not saint.
Because funny enough,
but yeah, this will be 5.
Yeah, it's like I was talking to him, and is there almost 5 years old? It's like, what is it? But so just for those of you now who are on the switchboard who keep sending me emails, just, you know, that she's actually very committed, and she's, even if she wasn't married, she does have 2 really durable people in her life who come before everyone else. So, yeah, so, guys, you know, try to break your hearts out there, just so you know. But it's just something, because, like I said, there's something that I've had to deal with often about people wanting a model's information for very, obviously, very personal reasons. Because they want to, you know, talk to the model about dating or, you know, other things. So it's just something that you've had to deal with yourself as far as photographers and agents flirting with you often like that. And
fortunately, for the most part, photographers have always been really professional. I haven't had the problem with photographers except for that, you know, bad experience we touched on earlier. And as far as agents, no, like nothing, not a whole, like, you know, I've said it before, like the people in the industry, there's, I was saying to you when we met, there's like a level of professionalism among us. And for the most part, I have not had any experiences where there's a lot of hitting on or flirting, like from someone I'm working with. It's a nice thing. I'm glad I have had that experience.
Yeah, which is very good, because it's something that, coming from my angle as a photographer, that actually, like I was telling you when we did our shoot last week, I was telling about, there's something that's, this is like the first time this actually has come out to me in such a very blatant and straightforward kind of way, but I've never had any experience anyone ever bugging me about as far as, you know, flirting or anything like that, because like I said, most people I've worked with have been, you know, either married or in a long-term relationship or, you know, they've gotten engaged during the time I've known them and basically have moved into a very, like, committed relationship. But like I said, told you during our shoot, there's one particular instance where there's a female model who should not be named. But she basically, you know, asked me about how often do I use my, you know, quote-unquote casting couch, which is a very, which is something that's, you know, it's a term and thought process that goes back, you know, a few decades. It's from basically, you know, photographers and agents and even casting directors for, you know, the acting field as well, who, you know, basically invited them all into their office and onto the couch basically, and basically only gave them one option to getting into their career. And so that's something that this particular model basically asked me. She was trying to, you know, she basically asked me directly without really saying directly what she had in mind, and it became, like, very uncomfortable right away. It's something just, you know, I didn't really ever want to work with her after this, but basically, you know, try to, like, let her know that, you know, obviously this is something she's done before because she felt like she had to, and something that, you know, has come before several times from the impression I got. I didn't go into details and really ask her about this, but it's something that it happened often enough to where, to her, it was normal. And so when I didn't really cross that line or go anywhere near the vicinity of the line, it was, you know, I was the one being different or unusual, or I was the one being, you know, unreasonable and not really willing to do that, because, I mean, there's really no reason for me to ever cross that kind of line or get into that kind of area with the model, because, I mean, it's really, if I wanted a personal relationship with someone, it would be, like, completely personal and separate from work and not really part of what I do. So it's, well, it's very awkward and strange.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I feel bad for that model that asked you the question that she's had that many experiences to where it seemed like the normal thing to do, to ask you how long she needs to be on the casting couch. And my God, that's terrible. Like, what kind of people has she been having to work with? That's a sad thought. Like, I don't know. I think that's just sad. I feel bad for that model.
Yeah, and like I said, we pretty much didn't work with each other. We met up that one. Actually, this is our second time meeting up, and this is when she asked me that question, because the first time we met up, it was at an event, so we didn't really get a chance to really talk. I was busy. This is about 10 months ago. This was like the beginning of the year. Actually, no, it was like toward the end of last year, right before New Year's Eve. So this is like the end of last year. So, I mean, but since then, we haven't really, like I said, we met that one time at a show, and then the second meeting was this question happened, this basically I told her what we're working with her because, you know, everything. But since then, you know, I've sent her a message to see, you know, where she is in her career and what she's doing, and try to, you know, give her some good advice about, you know, what I could do and everything. Even though I didn't feel comfortable working with her, I still, like, you know, trying to get her into something more positive experiences. And as it turns out, after sitting here about 3 or 4 emails over the last couple of months, because I did get a response with her about a month and a half ago. She's still involved with modeling, but she has basically transferred over to the adult industry. And so So, I mean, it's something that she's, you know, basically, I mean, she's already tap dancing on that line, and basically she went all the way over right into the office. So, I mean, it's, you know, but a choice that she's made, and like I said, there's some things I wouldn't do, and obviously she was making a series of life choices that, you know, was going to involve me because of my personal beliefs and preferences as far as what I will and will not do, so. But, you know,
everyone needs to stick to those. So those are your principles, and if you don't have those, then you don't have anything.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's all about, you know, how to keep yourself focused and within your beliefs. And, as, you know, like I said, it's all about a reasonable level of principles and beliefs. And it's not, I don't expect everyone to be, you know, super pure and it's very, like, you know, kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but I don't expect everyone to be like, you know, very high and mighty or anything. Just, you know, like I said, it's all about having and maintaining a reasonable level of just, you know, self-respect, respect for others, and just basic, you know, morals about, you know, how you're approaching the career. And
I completely agree with you.
Okay, we have about 12 and a half minutes left in this show, so I'm giving basically a last call reminder to all the people who are on the switchboard who have not been brave enough to call in. I have, looks like I have quite a few, my own count, because I don't feel like counting right now. But there's several people on the line, so if you do want to speak to Danielle or myself, okay, this is basically your last chance to speak up, because, you know, we have, you know, only a few minutes left in the show, so if you do want to speak, please let us know. Like I said, Danielle, I just recently started working with Danielle, so you'll be seeing her pictures on my site very soon. And as I told her, like I told you yesterday, I've sent the pictures and everything, and for you to see them, actually, are you planning out a couple of them for my portfolio? Because there's a couple that I really like. And so you'll be seeing Danielle on my site pretty soon in the next couple of days. So that's at herbrownphotography.com. And you'll see her pictures up there as well. And actually, and the way you'll, because I am with a few Danielles, the Danielle that I'm seeing today, you'll see actually come up as next month. Featured model. So every month I have a featured model who has their own banner and link on the front page of the site. So those who will be able to see, like in 90 Band with Danielle, who's on air today, she'll be our featured model for November. So that'll be a little fun feature for her. That'll be a little more attention for her for the month of November, which I do for several models in the give a little more attention, get their pictures seen a little quickly, and give Danielle here a chance for people to, you know, hire her for work and for pervs to drool over her and that kind of fun stuff. like I said, we're getting to the end of the show here, so if, as we're talking, you know, we're talking about, you know, keeping things within a certain set of morals or anything, what other, like, advice would you give to other models out there as far as how they support their career?
Can you say that one more time? My phone got a little weird.
It's other than what we said about, you know, keeping things respectful and moral beliefs and that kind of thing, what other advice would you give other models out there who are either just starting out or maybe who've already had some experience?
I really just say, follow your instincts. Like, whatever your heart tells you to do or whatever your dreams are, go for them. And if it feels right in your gut, then do it and just see where it takes you. Okay? There's a lot of great opportunities out there. We should take them, you know, as long as it feels right, as long as it seems like a safe and reasonable thing to do. I say don't hold back and don't be shy and don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it because of one reason or another. Just do what you want to do because it's your life and you only live once.
Yeah, always good advice. Cause, I mean, like I said, it's all about, you know, feeling right, really being able to jump into it. And because so many times I've heard of models who said that, you know, they're really their camera side and they're sure they want to do it, and they were approached by photographers before, they just didn't know what to do or anything. So, I mean, if being shy was a reason for not getting into it, you know, there's a certain levels you have to, but a certain point where they maybe get over the shyness a little bit to see and go ahead and try it. And that's something I've told models before as well, that if, you know, they are sitting, you know, they're too shy and they want to be in front of the camera. So, well, if you try it at least once or twice to see what you think and how you feel about it, and then from there, if you don't really like it, then you don't have to do it again. But, I mean, it's really, like, there's one where there's a few models in particular that have had the same story to where they were been offered several times, but they're always too shy. But after they started, they really got into it, enjoyed it, and had fun with it and really expressing their personality with it, which is also which is a major part of what I do, is basically trying to express a model's personality as much as possible. Because, I mean, if I can't see their personality in the pictures or anytime they come through us all, then it's, you know, the that affects how the picture is done. So, I mean, which is why I'm always trying to, that's why I'm always trying to, you know, get them all to laugh and talk and be seated, show them, show who they are a little bit more, so that way, you know, when it comes out of pictures, and because otherwise, you know, it's no matter how great a job I do as in taking the pictures, if they're not being represented in the picture, then it's not a good way, and not wrong use of it, which, you know, causes some issues to where sometimes photographically it's an amazing picture, but it's not really feeling it from the model, or don't really see the they have like a really blank expression, and they look basically looks like a statue, like a stone face or anything, which is why many times and many several models I work with have not really complained about this, but kind of noted that I've caught them laughing on several occasions and on camera to where that comes up to a very amazing picture. And one model I've known for about 8 years now, who there's one picture in particular that I took of her where she's in the middle of this very huge laugh, and it's just, you know, it came out to be one of my favorite pictures because, you know, it's really represents who she is, what a firm personality she has. And but even though she hates the picture, I absolutely love it because it's who she is. I mean, this very huge, like, you know, we call it like that huge belly laugh, you know,
twirling
each other. Because I don't remember what joke I was telling her, but it's just comes out to where it came to this perfect moment to where she was like uncontrollably laughing rather than through the picture, to where she kind of had to sit down because she couldn't stop laughing for about 2 or 3 minutes. But that was the kind of picture like the caster, because it really shows who the person is. And basically, when working with different models, I usually have at least 3 or 4 of those pictures of each one I've worked with at some point. And that's it. I think I have a couple of years as well already. But that's, you know, that's what I like to capture, is, you know, basically giving them the person's personality, can do their fun side, their goofball side, their, it's being, you know, basically express who the person is under the pictures, which is why I do this and why I love to be a photographer.
Well, I really enjoyed working with you. You are a wonderful photographer, and I was going to say, when you were mentioning like models and like when shyness is an issue, I wanted to say a good photographer can really make that go away. I can't imagine someone like a model working with you and her and he or she feeling shy, because you're a very laid back, like comfortable person. Like it would, a good photographer helps that shyness just go away, and I think that you've probably got that quite figured out.
Well, thank you very much. But yeah, because like I said, I've always tried to, like, you know, be very personal in my approach to make sure that people feel comfortable around me, and if they don't, then, you know, I change tactics a little bit and kind of you know, do what I can to kind of tweak the environment around the model personality. And I've gotten, it's, you know, taking some time to really get experience with that, to where there's been some models I work with who have been, like, you know, ultra serious, and which is, you know, a good thing, but also it's kind of to the point where people I've known for a while who I've worked with for several years, they know that I can be a very huge goofball. And some people work on this, some people pick up on this right away, some people it takes a little bit longer to get the hint that I am. But like I said, I am that way just because that's part of who I am, but also I'm very serious about what I do. So there's, you know, I would say about 70% of the time, you know, I am being like a serious adult. And the 30% is, you know, just like to break up, you know, a little bit of the money of having to be, you know, an adult all the time. You have to have that little, those moments of like little, you know, brevity and just like little goofball moments, little jokes here and there. And truly, really, like, ease tension, not just on photo shoots, but just in any given situation, which is why I'm always,
yeah,
you know,
in life.
So people say, and people always, you know, accuse me of being just like, you know, a big kid and, like, who hasn't grown up yet. It's like, you know, if you wish to put it in that kind of context, then go right ahead. But why not have fun the rest of your life with your chosen career? So, I mean, it's not, it's not being childish if you continue to have fun with your chosen career for as long as you're doing it, because that's the point of having that career, is to have fun with it, to feel alive with it, that way you can keep doing it, not as a job.
Be happy to get up every day. Absolutely.
I
wouldn't take offense to being called childish anyway. Kids are the happiest, smartest people on the planet. We should take it as a compliment and be like, yes, you're right. I am happy and carefree. Thank you for noticing that about me.
Yeah, exactly. Because, it's just, I've told a story on the air before with the previous interview, but I'm going to tell it one more time. To where this, the mother of a model who saw me being kind of goofball toward her daughter, because, her daughter was feeling very shy and kind of held back, and she's like, I can sense that she was kind of tense. So basically I was being, a very major goofball to her, because I can see like moments where she's getting like very giggly and everything. So I was being like a very huge goofball to get her to laugh and relax and everything. And her mom asked me if I was, if I had a Peter Pan complex. I said,
Pan complex.
Yeah, not really missing something. I said, on contrary, I said, no, I don't have a Peter Pan complex. Instead, I'm Peter Pan with a adult complex. And her daughter, bust up laughing, hysterically, because she knew exactly, what her mom was trying to do, and she knew exactly what I also knew. So basically, from that point, her mom, her mom got this very kind of snooty attitude after that. But her daughter was, basically, ultra-relaxed the rest of the shoot, and basically really got into it, and basically just kind of felt very, got into a group of that, because she what I was trying to do and trying to get into, her modeling mode, basically. So, but we have about a minute left in this show now, so just want to thank everyone who called it to the show, even though a lot of you are being very, very shy. So, and I want to thank my dear friend Danielle here for coming on and talking with me in the show. And as I said, you'll see her on my site over the next couple of days. And plus, she's going to be featured model of the month for November. So you will see her pictures, more and more pictures as I add them out there. And again, my site is herbmyphotography.com. And Danielle, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Here. And I'll look forward to talking to you again soon. So we're going to say goodbye for now and close out from one last song from the talented Leandra Graves, who is a dear friend of mine who's amazing. So thank you very much, and farewell to everybody.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
My heart, the consistency of Goodbye.